Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to obtain public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules concerning cosmetology, aesthetics, manicuring, and barbering. This hearing is being held in room 209 of the Business and Professions Division, Olympia, Washington, 98502, at 11:30 a.m. on November 5th, 2013. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 13-20-138, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on October 2nd, 2013. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 42-24-023 and RCW 18-16-030. My name is Benjamin Rogers, and my title is Cosmetology Program Manager with the Professional Licensing Support Services Unit of the Business and Professions Division. The Assistant Director of the Business and Professions Division has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today. Susan Collard, Administrator. Pat Harmer, Assistant Administrator. Cameron Dalmas, Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the table at the back of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of the public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from the industry. Copies of the written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Cameron Dalmas, have we received any written comments?
Yes, we have received three written comments. Cynthia Alporque, an educator from Salon Centrix, expressed neither support or opposition to the proposed rules. John Featherstone, Northwest Sales Manager for Cynosure, Inc., a laser sales and training company, expressed conditional support of the proposed rules. Sarah Lynn Clough from Brow Art, Inc., expressed opposition to the proposed rules.
Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. Sue Smith.
Somebody was the one that said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Loris. Schartzenberger.
I am Louis Schwarzenberger, and I represent a master barber in Vancouver, Washington. It's not only just Vancouver, it's the whole area. There is not a school in Vancouver that can teach anybody how to do barbering. At that point, I would question the ability of a barber being in this profession. That's all I got to say.
I'm sorry, could you spell your name for the record, sir?
S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Thank you very much.
Lewis is the first name. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Sylvia Garcia. It is important that we get the full name when you sit down to testify. And please spell your last name so that we have it on record if it's unclear on the sign-in sheet. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate that.
Hello. Sylvia Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, and I'm representing Spokane Community College, and I'm an instructor. And I wanted to say that I support with amendments the rule, and a group of us have submitted a copy of the rules with additions that we feel represent the law, and we feel that some of those parts were left out of the rule copy that you handed out today, and that it doesn't support the complementary treatments, only the medical treatments in what's in the rule. And completely missed in the rule that is proposed is the treatment of lashes and eyebrows. That isn't stated at all. And then we've added some things about more fleshed out theory and that sort of thing. So we've given you a copy. I think we sent an email, and I have an additional copy if you'd like to have that today. A couple extra copies there. And then I noticed on page 9, under L, it says a client's skin upon which services will be performed must be washed with soap and water or wiped with disinfectant. And it should be antiseptic, not disinfectant. Disinfectant is not meant to be applied to the skin. So I just wanted to make that correction. Thank you. Oh, I have one more thing. Can I add one more thing? I would recommend that we increase the hours under 090 that we have for externships. I'm not completely clear on how much I would recommend over the 10%. But I think that would allow schools an opportunity in all the curriculums to allow students to go out and get hands-on practical experience in the workplace. Our labs are very similar to the workplace, but we all know the workplace is completely different. I think for some of the professions, that would be immensely helpful, like master aesthetics.
Mary Nielsen.
I'm Mary Nielsen. I'm Mary Nielsen. I'm representing Flourish Skin and Laser. And I would like to support reconsideration of adding some kind of hands-on training for both chemical peels and lasers. I understand the grandfathering in, but I think that's different than the 1,200-hour program. You don't want someone who reads a book and sits in the simulator driving a car, taking driver's ed, but never gets out on the freeway without an instructor alongside them, teaching them how to drive. And so lasers are dangerous. They can hurt people. And if the purpose of this law is to protect the public, I think you've got to have some kind of hands-on training because of the extent of the injuries that can happen, whether it's a physician, a nurse, an esthetician, anyone within the hand who's using a laser needs some hands-on experience.
Michael Shea. Melissa?
I know what you didn't say the last time. No, it's okay. I don't say it often either. Hi, my name is Melissa Sidlicky.
Close and loud.
Okay. My name is Melissa Sidlicky, and I'm representing from... Oh, I said it too loud. Excellent.
My name is Melissa Sidlicky. I represent Clover Park Technical College, and I am in conditional support of the recommendations. I am testifying that I'd like to see a minimum hours of training for laser and medium depth fields in the Master Aesthetics license portion, and I am in support of up to 20% hours for externship.
Do you need me to spell that last name?
Please.
S. Sorry.
S-I-E-D-L-I-C-K-I.
Thank you very much.
E-I-E-I-O.
Carly Sorensen.
My name is Carly Sorensen. I represent Northwest Skin Center and Clover Park Technical College. I am in support with amendments to change language from 10% to up to 20% for externships. Thank you.
Ann Martin.
Hi, my name is Ann Martin, and I'm here representing the Northwest Aestheticians Guild. I support the WACS with certain amendments. We have handed the department and out for public viewing a document with orange lettering, and this is a proposed curriculum. These are curriculum suggestions added on to the curriculum suggestions that the department has provided us with, most notably around master aesthetics, which under the ones that were provided by the department have only to do with laser and medical. And our suggestions deepen and broaden it to the topics that are most typically given and understood to be what comprises the education of a master aesthetician. There are also a number of errors in the document, and we've submitted that as well, but I'll read a few right now. We wrote this law, but inadvertently we've left medium depth peels out from under the supervision or delegation of a medical professional. So medium depth peels needs to be put in the same sentence as laser, light, etc., to be operated or used only under that delegation and supervision. There's also errors on care of the, from old language of care of the skin, face, and hands. That needs to be changed to just care of the skin. There are a few different sections where that applies. I think it's 4B, 4D, and 4F. It's also in the waxing section, 4C. Diseases and disorders of the face, neck, and hands, we've changed that, of course, to diseases and disorders of the skin. We are proposing also changing the maximum of 10% for externships up to 20% externships. And also we propose that the word facial be put in under 4B and A, depending on which version you're looking at, as theory and practical application for care of the skin. And one last sentence, that we had a sentence saying that all products and or machines must be used following the manufacturer's instructions. We find that that's something that's very useful in other states to help guide behavior. Thank you.
Tuashu? Debbie Cadell.
Debbie Cadell. Represent Cadell's Laser and Electrolysis Clinic. C-A-D-D-E-L-L. I just want to say that I support the amendments that Anne just talked about in detail, including increasing minimum externship hours to 20%.
Jennifer Arago.
name is Jennifer Erigo.
Thank you. My name is Jennifer Erigo. That's E-R-R-I-G-O. I am representing Clover Park Technical College. I am for the rules with proposed conditions. I'm testifying that I would like to see a minimum number of hours assigned to laser training and medium depth fields in the master aesthetic license. I am for support of increasing the percentage from 10 to 20 for externship. And I'm also in support of changing the expanded master curriculum that has been proposed with the orange writing to include other complementary treatments. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Gina Wittigstrom?
I apologize.
That's okay.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Gina Wickstrom, W-I-K-S-T-R-O-M. I'm the Executive Director of the Northwest Career Colleges Federation. We're a nonprofit trade association that is comprised of member institutions. My comments today will be brief. Foremost, I'd like to extend a big thank you to staff. This has been a long, arduous process, and you all have handled it with great expertise and sensitivity and knowledge, and for that we're very grateful. We truly do believe that both law and rule is a work in progress, and it's an arduous process that takes a lot of comment and a lot of thought. And we thank you for the work that you've done on this. We offer ourselves as a resource to you for ongoing work. Clearly, there is continued work that folks feel needs to be explored, and we look forward to working with you on that process as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments on these rules? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter.